I think one of the big things that happened to our vaccination numbers across the United States was in the late 90s, early 2000s, a physician in the United Kingdom actually published a paper in The Lancet that compared autism and vaccination and said that there was a link. That paper only had 8 subjects in it, okay? And that physician falsified his data, all right? And because of that one paper with 8 patients in it, it has dramatically changed the way that people vaccinate their children, all right? To where that the numbers of vaccination rate across the United States is dramatically decreased, okay? And so because of that, and because we are a global world now, where people travel to all sorts of different countries and people from different countries come here, especially countries who do not have the same vaccination rates that the United States do, unfortunately, those diseases that we haven't seen in a long time, like the measles, like pertussis, like rubella, and many others, have actually been imported back into the United States. And because we have a whole generation of children that have less numbers of vaccination rate across the board, we have allowed those diseases back here in the United States. So you can see the difference between the numbers in 2000 and the numbers in 2014 to numbers in 2019 of cases of measles.